Welcome to the Midweek Reset on KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian, your host of Life Examined. We live in a time of war, in a time of deep political mistrust, in a time of the other. Not only is it hard to take in the daily tumult of news, but to then ask ourselves, what do we do about it? What's our job as citizens, as moral beings, and maybe even as protesters? These are questions that renowned Buddhist teacher Tara Brach has struggled with her entire life. In college, she called herself an activist. With anger and vigor, she rallied around big social causes. But as her meditation and Buddhist practice deepened, she began to reflect more on what this kind of activism was doing to her and the world at large.
The activism that is really defined by a sense of hate and anger, it just sows the seeds of the very thing it's protesting. In the Buddhist tradition, they say that hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone is healed. This is the ancient and eternal law. And I've just seen this. I've seen it in individual relationships, that it doesn't, there's no evolving and deepening when we are living identified with hate and blame. And so it just felt really important to take the time to become more deeply aware of that. And it has affected me a lot because I now it's a regular part of my practice. And now this, you know, just is moving into current times, very distressing. It's like I have never seen such a level of distrust and dividedness ever, you know, in our world. And I see it in me all the time, every day, to the degree I let myself and choose to take in news, I'll feel myself creating a bad other. And then what I'll do, and this is because of the practices over the years of mindfulness and compassion and getting in touch with myself, is I'll make what I call a U-turn, which is instead of blaming the bad other, I'll bring the attention back to, okay, so what feels so bad inside me? And usually I'll find that underneath my anger and blame is fear. I'm afraid for more suffering to be caused by these policies or these attitudes or whatever it is I'm upset about. And then if I keep paying attention, underneath the fear is a kind of grieving for the pain in our world. And embedded in that is care. And if I can make that transition from an angry blaming of other to that care, then I can go ahead and be completely active. But it's coming from a lot more clarity, and it actually has more, I'm more empowered, actually. I'm responding, not reacting.
What catches my attention is the idea of the U-turn, of going one step further into that emotional space of anger and hatred. Because we've all been there. We've all created the other. Therefore, Tara Brach poses the question of, what happens to us when we carry or absorb hatred? Who does it really serve? And does that hatred stem from fear or grief, or perhaps actually caring? And finally, what would it take, as Brach says, to move from a place of reacting to a place of responding? That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.